I move for the adoption.
I second the Honorable Chair.
Chairperson, I note that I was present in a meeting of Honorable Commission.
So you
I was present. Okay. Yes. Okay. So the apology must be
Minister. Yeah.
And then and then Chairperson, the presentation by Nemisa states that we had a discussion. But then on page 5, the bottom, second last or third line there, those are all, the bullet points are all the issues that we raised. And then it just states that Nemisa presenters responded to all the questions and promised to send more information as listed below. Now, they will send the detailed budget report and all that, but we had discussions around those points, but nowhere does it state what were the discussions from the committee. It just stated that. And then, yes, page 5, 4. Yes, those were the issues that we had.
Oh, what is this?
Yeah, but the response is not, you know, but with that, Chairperson, if you look at 3, page 4, I think that's just an omission that we can later include. It's not that important, but as long as the issues are captured here, but the response should also be captured, and they did say that they will send the detailed report and budget report and all that. But discussion number 3, the committee unanimously welcomed the presentation. Now, unanimously means that each and every member stated that I welcome the presentation. I don't even recall all the members speaking in that meeting. So I think the word unanimously is a bit exaggerated and should be deleted from there. It should be deleted from there. I think the committee welcomed it, but it wasn't unanimously, so we can get into trouble using words that might not reflect a true reflection of the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. We will forward. Is there any other input? If not, then I have someone who will propose the adoption of a minute. Number.
I propose that we adopt the minutes with those few amendments that are raised by Honorable Member Julius.
I second.
Honorable Julius second. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Can we move to the 1st of November? VST on an annual report.
The Chairperson, thank you again. On page 5, the committee unanimously welcomed this. I think we need to take all the words unanimously out of the report. These things come so thick and fast. I mean, I made some notes, but I can't recall Chairperson. Again, the response on page 6, there's the one. The response of the DG is not comprehensively detailed in the minutes. If you look at page 4, before closing the bottom, the DG and his team responded to all questions asked to the satisfaction of the committee. Now, it doesn't reflect here whether it was the satisfaction of the committee. You know, all those bullet points, again, like the previous one, What did they say about it? We need to have it monitored here, Chairperson. Thank you.
What the honourable member is saying, they want detailed responses in the minutes in future, the questions in the responses. We don't do have the responses.
In some of the questions where the responses are clear, I do indicate the responses. For instance, if you come from page 6, bullet number 4 going up from page 1. They said the committee wanted to know if the call gate was environmental friendly. The response was that, I'm just highlighting that, in some of the questions where the responses were clear, I do indicate. But some of the responses are not as clear, then I just...
Can I ask honourable members to come and the minister want to see me on the phone? Can you just take this? Come and
okay, I'll just check for a minute.
Yeah.
Honourable members, yeah, can continue. With the clarifications,
Chairperson, I think it's sorry. I don't think the explanation can be accepted. At all times, we need to record the responses by the departments because we need that in our minutes. With that, I think it's a serious issue, and we need to send at least this one. We can send back and get those responses. I think we have it a recorded version of our meeting. So we can just go back and get the response, because for me it's a problem when it's not there, just to check, is it minuted? So next time we can go back to our minutes and say, the response that time was X, Y, and Z, you know, and then it poses a serious problem to me. With that said, Chairperson, I would propose that we send this minutes back to be corrected, to include the responses by the department and come back at a later stage to adopt the minutes. Thank you.
Can I also, honourable members, maybe propose that the secretary and the content advisor see to it that these minutes are well consolidated. Okay. Motime?
At least this is one meeting I attended. I agree with the sentiment that questions were answered to the satisfaction. I remember I did ask about the rural-urban divide in that meeting. I cannot recall that the answer was satisfactory. Maybe the one I asked on our intellectual property, that one I would say was satisfactorily answered. So I agree with the view that says minutes. I agree with the view, Chair, which says minutes must correctly reflect the proceedings. Thank you.
Over to you, Chair.
Chairperson, with that, also there's another fundamental issue in terms of the members' prayer. Page 1 of 1st November 27. Now, we were never informed that Honourable Mateme is now a member of the committee and who she replacing. Now, I don't know who she replacing because I only can only say it's maybe Honourable Pakis. Now, Honourable Pakis and Honourable Mateme are both present in this meeting. And we were never informed as a committee to say what's transpiring. We just see the things. And out of respect, I didn't want to ask any questions regarding that. I gave the opportunity to you. But since we have to now adopt this minutes, it might pose a problem for us in future that both these two honourable members are are present as if they are both members of this committee, Chairperson. So you can just explain that one. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honourable Member. I didn't receive any correspondence. The only response that I got from the secretary was she is now the new member. That's why I was welcoming her.
Mm. Honourable Members, we received an ATC, I can't remember the date, but I can provide to members that indicates that Dr. Modeme is now a member of this committee.
I know what was happening. It is not from the authority side. I think it was a thing from our side, the committee, from your side. They didn't bring the committee so that we can properly proceed. I must apologize. Honourable Member?
Thank you, Chairperson. Can we just get some advice on the how do we constitute a committee? How many members from a province and all that? Is it properly done? Are we okay now with the added member from the ANC or in that province? Are we okay now? What's the impact on our committee? And what's the I'm looking also from a political perspective. What's the impact on us?
Yeah, Honourable Chair, I know it's maybe not for me, but they can explain. I think it's a leadership thing that we need to send a letter from this committee about. In what I just want to understand, why are you raising it? Meaning that are we representative of all the currently all the provinces, or is there like? Yeah, I need to understand.
Can I just explain, Chairperson? That also, politically also, and we, according to my knowledge, we cannot just accept a member without forfeiting a member. We got one member. What's happening to the other committees? Because according to my knowledge, we were enough. We are enough so that we can be divided into these committees or clustered committees. So I was just trying to understand in terms of the minutes now, what's the implication now? Are we sitting with an extra member? Thank you.
Can I allow the secretary to explain this? Honourable Nambu, you want to say first before?
Honourable Bagis now is made an alternate member, but I just saw on the ATC, but I haven't spoken to him. No, I haven't spoken to anyone regarding this. I don't know if it was a misprint or he is an alternate member. But according to the ATC that I received, he has an asterisk next to his name, which indicates that he's an alternate member.
I think a similar thing occurred yesterday regarding this kind of question. So my suggestion would be that we get a correct information from, it was explained by the legal people yesterday, and they explained it very easy, it was easy for us to understand. It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
So can we at least get something in writing for both committees then around?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember yesterday it was the same names and the same people. That Honourable Pakis is now our alternate. But let's get the legal, the process, the legal information, and the secretary is going to deal with it. Thank you very much, Honourable.
Chairperson, sorry for the interjection. Can we also check? Because the committee will sit with the problem. There are a lot of legislation that will go through. We do not have a member from Free State. Can we also check that one also? Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, but I don't want to, you know, because I know that was the concern. So we are going to put it in the same letter. What now, the presentation, you know, the representatives of the... Yeah. Okay, thank you. Can we then adopt the minutes with all those amendments.
Chairperson, there was a proposal before you came in that we look at the minutes of, is it the first, the 1st of November, and that we refer it back until a further date, because
okay,
we need to include all those responses. If you look at page 6 of the 1st of November minutes, it just says again that DG and his team responded to all the questions asked.
To
the satisfaction. Yeah, and members felt that, I felt that, that the members, I think, support them.
Okay. Can we go to the 8th of November, please?
Chair.
I move.
For adoption. Okay, thank you. There's Mr. Singh, Honorable Singh, move for the adoption of the minutes. Is there a seconder?
I've seconded it.
Okay. Honorable Safar, who seconded it? Thank you very much. Then, honourable members, next week's meeting, we were supposed to went for oversight, taking Parliament to the people there, but it's now been cancelled. Then, Lolly, I called them. Remember, we said that we must go back to Rachtersfjall community. I received an email from those communities about issues or contracts and what. So I asked Lori to look at the program, seeing that there's an open space that we can accommodate those people, because they came, they were even in Cape Town already to come and see. And I told them, Parliament is not working like that. We are not certain way here for people. We have a program. Therefore, we will see how we can accommodate it. And if you can remember, during our oversight visit to Windy, we decided there that we're going to call in Treasury, Rural Development, COPTA, and Treasury, to come with the department, to come and give us certain clarity so that we can understand where the problems lie. So we invited all those departments to be present during this meeting. I just want to give you information, and it is next week, so that we can prepare a little bit on our oversight documents during that time when we went there and understand what issues was important, because it's long. Can you provide us information, send the report, please. Thank you, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Just clarity, so we'll be having the meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be, you can recall we were saying we are going to have it here,
yeah,
before we know where to go from there. Thank you very much. Thank you, the meeting is one of
them.
Okay. Can we deal with the report of the oversight? The report of the Select Committee on Communications and Public Enterprises on the oversight visit to broadband infrastructure, Eskom South Africa Broadcasting Corporation and Transnet. Dated the 18th of August 2017. The report is in front of us. I know that it was sending to members, but I don't know whether you have time to go through it. Can we do page by page, or do you need more time? So can we go page by page? Thank you, because when I table it, I don't want a member to stand up and disagree on the report. Can we just Just on page 5, page, thank you.
Page 1. Page 6 of recommendations, you must mark, indicate if you're ready on the menu.
No, thanks, Chair. I think I managed to go through the report.
Mm-hmm.
And I propose that we move for the adoption.
Chairperson, just one thing. I thought we'll go through it page by page, but it's fine. I am on page 15. I think if you look at the third bullet from the top on page 15, the failure of Transnet's board and executive management team to organize. The third bullet from top.
Okay.
The failure of Transnet's board and executive management team to organize themselves in being part of the meeting on 16 August must be addressed. Now, there must be something that precedes this one. You know, it cannot just be an observation here. We went there to Transnet. I think Transnet must be five. We visited Transnet. We went there. Nowhere does it say in the report itself, you understand, only that we went there, but what we couldn't find them, or they didn't come. And then this observation is preceded by that fact. In five in the original report, Chairperson, that would be my recommendation.
Okay, sure.
And then I would second it.
Okay, sure. Okay, a bullet point. The last bullet point for committee observation.
The proposal is that we make number five after SABC. We say Transnet and say we went there on the day, we found no one there of the person that we were looking for, they made no. And then it should,
no one,
then
yeah.
It's fine, yeah.
It seemed that they were not ready to accept that.
Yes, yes, something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you
very much. Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. I have a hell of a headache. Honorable members, I think the meeting is adjourned, but I just want to inform you about the call of the minister, honorable minister, Twele. He says that he was at the cabinet meeting. But his wife fell ill, and he took her to hospital. He just arrived back again, and he was under the impression that his deputy would attend this meeting. It seems that there is a problem. There is no
communication.
Honorable number.
Yeah, thank you, Chair, for the report back from the part of. Minister, it seems there is honesty in what he's reporting, because if he's able to say he was under the impression that the deputy, then there's no miscommunication. The communication is clear. It's just that the minister was unable to come, but the apology. We accepted the apology of the minister, but of the deputy, for no.
And the other thing that he asked is very nervous, because he wanted now us to accommodate him. I was saying no, I'm not. We cannot do that. We already took a decision. But his request is, please, can we look at a date to accommodate? And I was saying we can sit down. To see, because they know that there is problems for him as a minister now. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.